From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. The heat wave, with several days in a row of temperatures in the 90s, should end July 6th. National Weather Service in Albany predicts temperatures below 80 degrees during the day this weekend and in the 50s at night, after rain and a cold front pass through the WGXC listening area. Temperatures in the upper 80s may return next week, according to forecasts, but they should not be quite as hot. Labor Day was once said to be the beginning of the campaign season, but with a heated political environment, the election between freshman Representative John Faso, a Republican, and Democrat Antonio Delgado is already underway. Neither candidate lists local appearances in advance on their websites, but there were reports that they were marching in local parades on the 4th of July. Delgado showed photos on his Twitter feed of him in several parades, starting the day at the Hyde Park Independence Day Parade, where he marched with Assembly candidate Karen Smythe and others. Then he went to Oneata's hometown 4th Festival and ended the day at Windham's Parade in Greene County, marching with Assembly candidate Adrian O'Connor and others. According to social media accounts, Faso spent the morning marching in the Saugerties July 4th Parade. Godfrey Williams reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Governor Andrew Cuomo's office says the Mid-Hudson Valley has the largest number of craft breweries in any region in New York. Right now, New York has 400 small breweries, more than the previous record of 393 in 1876. In the Mid-Hudson Valley, there are 65, a 491% increase from 11 breweries in 2012. But there are fears the craft brewing trend is a bubble that is about to burst. Across the country, 165 craft breweries closed last year, which was the largest number of shutdowns ever reported by the Brewers Association. Bart Watson, the chief economist for the National Brewers Association, said, and I quote, "I think we'll see a slowdown, but I don't think all of a sudden you're going to start seeing shutters. The current rate of openings can't last forever. That said, that doesn't mean there isn't room to grow," end quote. Currently, New York ranks 28th in craft breweries per capita, with 2.2 craft breweries per 100,000 adults aged 21 and up. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather, public meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.